Come on in.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias, two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hey, Lainey.
Hi, Laura Beth.
You know what makes me happy?
What's that?
Today's topic and the fact that people are seeing Steel Magnolias in the theaters this
week.
Love
it. Love both. We'll be in a theater on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Super excited.
When this comes out, we will have already seen it probably. Oh, no, I guess we'll see it that night.
That night.
Yeah.
Yep. With some other listeners as well.
That's
so
right.
That's fun. Well, on today's topic, as we were discussing what we were going to talk about this week, I had a list of things I wanted to talk about that were summer.
We have a long list, actually. Get ready, because we have seasonal lists.
Seriously, yeah. And you can always add to it, too.
Yes.
But anyway, as I was thinking through seasonal things that we needed to discuss, I threw out an idea, not even thinking about, but it rhymed.
Yes.
So today, we're talking peaches and beaches.
Yes, this is so summer and so great. Two of my favorite things, peaches and beaches. And Lainey got all festive and made us
cheers
a Kentucky Mule with your spin on it.
This is my little version that I love that has white peach syrup in it. So
it's so good.
Sticking
and it's so
with
cold.
Our topic.
The photo I just put on our Instagram story has the bubbles of coldness you can see on this mule glass. Like, it's just so refreshing.
I love the mules stay so cold in these copper mugs.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a fun part of this cocktail. But yeah, it's, you know, got the traditional fresh lime juice, ginger beer, but I use a peach syrup instead of just a simple syrup.
And it's so good.
Yum.
It's so refreshing.
And I use the old Bardstown bottled in bond that I got in Kentucky on our
Willett
little
distillery
trip. Yep.
That was fun. Well, welcome. We're so glad you're here. If you haven't gotten your hands on a cocktail of your choice, maybe you're pouring yourself some coffee, or maybe you've got your headphones in while you're doing some cleaning. Who knows?
Who knows?
We've been hearing from people that listen to us at all hours of the day. So we're so glad to dive in, and let's start with peaches.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Big juicy peaches. I actually got some peaches yesterday from the peach truck.
Yes.
So if you haven't heard of the peach truck, let me just clue you in. It's a fun stop. It's not just the Nashville area that has the peach truck, but it really did come because a guy by the name of Stephen Rose moved here from Georgia. And he realized Nashville doesn't really have groceries that carry fresh peaches.
Fresh, yeah.
This is weird. You know, like Georgia's right there. Like, why the gap? And so he, I guess, had spent his childhood summers in his hometown of Fort Valley, Georgia. And basically, you know, after he established that Nashville had a peach problem, he and his wife just got to dreaming and started to figure out, okay,
we can deliver this.
How can we get these great Georgia peaches to all the Nashvillians? And they, in the summer of 2012, sold peaches out of like an old Jeep.
Love it.
In the Nashville area. And within 5 weeks, the city had consumed over 10 tons of their brown bagged peaches.
Unreal.
So, needless to say, Nashville no longer had a peach problem. And now the peach truck is on corners of Nashville, Franklin, you know, the Middle Tennessee area. But then they also go on tour to various states. So that's why I wanted to mention it here, because it's not just for Nashvillians.
And it's not even just in the South.
So where you saw where...
So I saw that they're now in these states: Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Texas, and Florida.
That's awesome. Or you can order them online, but it is fun to go stop by and actually see them and touch them and pick them out.
And I think they just bag up whatever is ripe now. Like, not picking variety that you want and all that. It's like, here's what's ripe
now. Here's what's available. Yes.
So what you get in May might be different than what you get in July from them.
Yeah.
But great concept. And I'm amazed at the coverage they have in Nashville.
Yeah.
all over the city. And
there were two near me this weekend on Saturday. That's amazing.
I think there was three or four in Franklin.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's great coverage. And I'm not going to say it's the cheapest price, but they are ripe.
Well, and they are bringing them up.
Right.
From, I mean,
they're bringing it to you.
Yeah.
So that's what you're paying
if
for.
If you figure that in. And they've got a cookbook I'm kind of interested
in. Oh, that's
right. I'll just continue to plug them. They're not paying us to do this. But, yeah, and June 25th is their the Peach Truck cookbook release. So if you want peach recipes, which we're going to talk about some of those later.
Yeah. There's so many great things you can do with peaches.
Recipes.
Well, there's great peaches all around in the South, but especially deep in the South.
Yes.
And east of us. So I would say Georgia's the peach state.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to obviously have a lot of peaches. Alabama has a good bit. And South Carolina, is my understanding, puts out more peaches to the country than any other state.
Wow. So, I didn't know that.
So there you go.
Maybe
and there's,
they should
there's,
be the peach state.
Maybe. You know, different people think different peaches are best. I think we should have a taste off sometime.
Ooh, yeah.
Different ones. And
yeah, because, I mean, people do different things with peaches, right? Some
absolutely.
People only want to just
can them
or just bite into a juicy peach. They don't want it in a cobbler or muddled with other things.
One of my favorite things about summer is literally eating a peach over the sink because it's juicing all
so
over
juicy.
The place.
Yeah.
Like that, I can't even do it without leaning over. That is so fun.
There is really, I mean, I say this, but then I'm pausing myself as well. I was going to say, there's nothing more Southern than a fruit stand with peaches.
Seriously.
I mean, there are, but...
Yeah.
You know,
boiled peanuts and peaches.
Yeah, there's certain even road trips, which again, that's why we thought this makes for a great topic. Is some of these grapefruit stands are actually on the way to the beach.
You can literally get them for your trip or on your way home.
Yeah. What do you think are some of the better varieties to do with certain things? Like if you're gonna,
well, I don't know my varieties by heart.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I did look this up though. So let me say here, to eat right away.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that the white flesh scarlet pearl or the southern pearl, because they're really sweet.
Okay.
So those are good ones if that's what your goal is, you just want to eat it.
Peach.
Again, different things are ripe in different times though. So wherever you are, maybe ask them like, hey, what would be best for just eating or, hey, I'm going to grill these. What would you recommend or whatever.
Yeah.
For cobblers, site I was reading says Flavorcrest, Harvester, or Topaz.
Okay.
And then if you're canning, you're going to want to wait until around June 20th or later when the freestone season starts. And a freestone is the flesh breaks cleanly away, which I love that.
Ooh,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
So that pit is, you can easily toss the pit. So those are the ones you want if you're canning.
Yeah.
So there's a few varieties.
That's good to know. Okay. So I have a recipe that you and I came across from Celeste Davis, who runs the wellness workshop, and she eats very clean and promotes a lot of healthy dietary choices.
Right.
And part of what I love that she does is she wants you to shift to things, based on what you already love. So if you are, you know, if you've got a sweet tooth, she's going to find a recipe for you.
To help you feel satisfied.
To feel satisfied in that sweetness.
She has a great recipe.
Her recipe for, it's a raw peach cobbler. It is not baked.
Mm-hmm.
Is absolutely wonderful. You do not miss 1 ounce of sugar or any.
It's surprising to me.
It is so naturally sweetened. So it's got, obviously peaches. It's got a lot of peaches.
Yeah.
I think it calls for 7 or 8 peaches in the recipe. Cinnamon, coconut oil, dates, vanilla, cashews, pecans. I mean, you.
That dates gives it that.
That's where this major sweetness
sweet
comes from.
And kind of almost creamy kind of consistency that feels cobblery.
Yes. And you crumble it, like you're going to finely chop or even, you know, blend or pulse those nuts to give it that crumble.
Yeah.
So even the consistency of the whole thing isn't just, you know, match for match. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll put that recipe up on our show notes because
it's the guilt-free version.
It is so good.
It will be topped with a big old thing of ice cream, but it is really good.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what is topped with ice cream is the other recipe I was going to mention. Shifting gears is the Southern Living grilled peach cobbler. So you actually make this in a cast iron skillet.
Yes, love it.
And it is so wonderfully bubbly when it's ready.
I love the look of something in a cast iron skillet. Even pretty.
I do too. So I've made this a few times. In fact, my husband likes making it because it kind of feels like he's grilling.
The grill. He's the grill guy.
Yeah. So I'll put that recipe up as well.
Yeah. It is top it with some Bluebell ice cream.
Bluebell, yes.
Come on with that.
Yes. So good. Well,
I have a couple recipes that I make too. Well, I love to just even grill peaches, like on the side
just open
of things.
Face, put them down.
So good. And then I also have a recipe that I like to make. Sometimes it's just a super simple. So I'm just going to tell you what it is here. Mm-hmm. There's not very many ingredients. You get just a 9 or 10 ounce package of frozen cheese tortellini.
Okay.
Cook that. You know, boil that. 2 cups of sliced peaches, a medium red bell pepper, and mixed salad greens. So you put all of that on your, you know, that's the salad.
Yeah.
And then it's a vinaigrette that you mix 1/2 cup of peach preserves, 1/4 cup of peach vinegar, 1 tablespoon of finely chopped jalapeno, and 1/2 cup of olive oil. Mix all that up as your vinaigrette.
That's nice.
And it's so yummy for summertime. That's super nice. Easy, too. So
Lainey only has a handwritten version
so old school.
Of this recipe. It's not online anywhere. So
I will and write it down.
I will take a photo and put it on our Instagram sometime this week so that you can, if you haven't followed along and handwritten that down for yourself, you can later today.
There you go. Well.
Yeah, go ahead. What else?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, on your way to the beach or headed south, wherever you're headed, there's some great stops for peaches in both Alabama and Georgia.
Yes.
And if you're headed east to go over to the Carolinas, there's some great stops. So I just think we should talk.
So, I mean, any old fruit stand will do, usually.
Yes.
But there are some sort of glorified fruit stands and stops that we wanted to highlight.
And if you are in our area headed to Florida, you may know exit
205 Peach Park is what was highlighted to me from our listener, Diane, who's been going down to Seagrove for 20 plus years, I think.
She is awesome.
Yeah. So this is actually family owned and operated. Peach Park opened in 1984. I love that. 1984 by Jean and Francis Gray. And it was a small roadside fruit stand. It's now grown into a barbecue restaurant, bakery with homemade fried pies, cobblers, cakes. It's got a gift shop, which Diane made sure to tell me has tons of U of A, University of Alabama, apparel and
we won't
gifts.
Hold that against her. Just kidding.
It is 7 acres, this whole
love
property
it.
Is. So it's a great rest stop area. You know, they've got areas for kids to play. So on a beach trip, this is definitely a good stop, even if you're not just looking for peaches. Like Diane was saying, winter, spring, summer, fall, this is their stop. Like, they don't just stop here.
And if you don't know where we're talking, but you've driven this, you may have seen the big Clanton, the city's water tower, has a huge peach on it.
Yeah, so some folks think that the giant peach you see from I-65 is Peach Park, but that's not actually Peach Park.
Right. I'm just saying that's where we're talking about. There's different stops there.
Yeah, so this is exit 205 off of I-65. And, yeah.
Chilton County is the county there, and they voted that Peach Park as the best fried peach pie as well.
Okay.
Also really yummy as a fried peach pie. So
this is making me want, we have peach fulfillment happening through this wonderful cocktail, but I even want more peaches as we're talking. Well, and then,
another huge one on that exit is Durbin Farms Market. They usually have 15 varieties of peaches in June.
Stop. 15. So that
ones.
Was maybe everything you mentioned early on in this
and then
show.
Some.
And then some.
And so I'm sure they could tell you based on what you want. They also have homemade peach ice cream there, which is one of my most favorite things in summer. Which, by the way, when the Chick-fil-A peach milkshake comes out in the summertime, it's like, it's good for me to not know that's even happened.
That's true.
Because it is so good if you haven't had that. But yeah, peach ice cream. They also have peach pies and different things.
And I forgot to mention, this is just south of Birmingham, this exit, if that helps anyone.
Yeah, but before Montgomery. Yes. Like in between. Yeah. And I love this. In the Durbin Farms, they also have the Chilton County Peach Princesses portraits on around the wall.
Stop. Oh my gosh. These are the moments when I'm like, I love this area.
I know. And I, at some point want to talk. That's one of my subjects I want to talk about is festival princesses.
Yes.
I think that is
the pageantry that accompanies
the South. I love it.
The fairgrounds.
So that's, Durbin Farms, great place to go, as well. And then also there's one, if you want to do the picking of the peaches,
okay.
Like if you want to actually get, sure. You know, do that. There's a place called Culp Fruits You Pick, same county area there.
Okay.
So if you want to pick, there's a place where you can do that. There's also the Chilton County Peach Festival Parade.
Oh, wow.
On June the 28th, if anybody wants
so
to
if you
hit
happen
that.
To be coming through in June.
And I'm sure the new Peach Princess would love to wave at you.
That
at
is
the
so
parade.
Great.
So anyway, there's a little bit about
all things peaches.
In Alabama.
Yes.
That's the Alabama places. Do you want me to talk more about...
Do you have anything if we're going in another direction? Or?
If you're headed the Georgia way.
Yeah.
Down... you're going to... Most of the peaches there are near Macon. So, and
okay.
South of there.
Okay.
So, pretty far down. We're past Atlanta.
That's deep.
Pretty good down.
Into Georgia,
way
yes.
down there. Lane South Orchards was one that I read
okay.
about. Dickey Farms in Mousella.
Okay.
Pearson Farm in Fort Valley. And Taylor Orchards in Reynolds.
Okay.
So, there's some different places in Georgia you could hit.
Nice.
And then... if you're headed east from here or wherever you live, I don't
right.
know what direction you would be
exactly,
headed.
Exactly, yeah.
But, South Carolina is known for a lot of peaches. And I found a couple of just stories that cracked me up about South Carolina. There's a place called Cooley Springs. It's 6 miles west of Chesney. It's close to the North Carolina line.
Okay.
Place called James and the Killer Bees. It
okay.
is. I love this so
I'm
much.
I'm intrigued.
James Cooley. Okay, let's see here. Cheerful countenance and constant traffic. The barn has the look of a political rally or a country fair instead of a farm market, which suits James Cooley just fine. He says, when they hit the brakes, I know I've got a chance, says the third generation farmer. If they see something that makes them slow down and take a look, there's a chance they'll turn in. If they ever stop, I'm going to sell them a peach.
There you go.
And I thought this was just so cute. It says, it's clear that this place is blessed by a woman's touch.
Interesting.
In the shade of the barn, white tables sit covered with red checkered tablecloths and heavy with produce. As soon as customers exit their cars, they're piled with free samples and showered with plain old Southern hospitality. This is where a father of four girls counts his blessings. This is what he says.
Stop.
His wife, Kathy, and daughters, Brandy, Brooke, Brittany, and Bethany. That's the killer bees.
Okay, the bees. Got it.
They help out with the family business outside of the building. Everybody around these parts knows about the killer bees. It says, no doubt, many a customer has been charmed into buying more produce than intended. The people who, and this is one of the daughters, Brandy. This is a quote from her. I love what I do. The people who come here make it all worthwhile. She's a recent Clemson University graduate. It says, so many of the customers are like family because they've watched us grow up. We love our customers, and in return, they love us back. So he's got these girls
wow.
all working this stand, and I just thought that was so adorable.
I feel like I'm listening to the setting of a Fanny Flagg book.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, I read a Fanny Flagg book last summer that was called The All Girls Filling Station.
Okay.
And it was this dad that had a gas station.
And the girls work
and
there.
And all the girls work there. Even one was like a mechanic. Like she learned how to work on the cars. Yeah.
I love that. That's
so great.
I love it. And then a couple other ones that I read about. There's a family called the McLeods. Who have been, let's see, my granddad planted the first peaches in 1916.
Whoa.
And they've been selling them ever since. So their place is, where did I? Sorry.
That's okay.
Change my notes here.
You've had a lot on your list.
McBee, South Carolina is where they are, the McLeods.
Okay.
Sounds like a good Scottish family.
Mm-hmm. And these might be small towns.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it feels like they are. So it's also nice to support their economy, in my opinion.
That's right. I know. And just the generations that have gone on of doing this. And one other one was the old-fashioned roadside stand, Cook's Roadside Market, 50 miles southeast of Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
On US 25 in Edgefield County. All of these had cute little stories, but I won't go into every detail. But
there should be a website. Is there not? Grapefruitstands.com?
There totally should be. I don't know if that exists.
Cutefruitstands.com? I don't know.
Something. Yeah, so
that's
get
cool.
some peaches.
Yeah, get some
and
peaches.
And make some yummy things and enjoy.
And it sounds to me like you've got time, right? Like,
oh,
I'm
absolutely.
Hearing a lot
we're
of
on the
June.
Beginning.
We're just starting out.
In fact,
so
many of the varieties aren't even ripe
if
yet.
If you've listened to this even a few weeks after it's been out, you're
you may be
still
good
in
to go.
Good standing. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's the peaches. And now we're going to talk about the beaches.
Yes.
So there's one thing I do think that Southern people do well. Not one thing. There's so many things. I think we do beaches really well. And that became evident when I sat down to think through what beaches do I want to highlight, because there were actually a lot.
Well, even think about the layout of the South. Almost every state in the South has a coast.
I know, and that's funny that I'm saying this as an inland
person,
state.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, Texas has beaches, Louisiana has... I mean, like, if you go around, of course, Florida, practically the whole thing is.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we do have lots of choices. The East Coast has their choices. But, yeah, we've only got lakes here
in Tennessee. But we love... Well, I love the beach. You're okay with it in increments, which you were going to mention.
Yeah. Too. I think you need to know your vacation style. When you're planning a beach trip,
absolutely.
What do you love? What, you know...
Who's going?
Right.
What's the plan? Like, what are you hoping to
do
or not
do? Do we have dogs?
What's your budget? What do you want? What can you spend?
All of these things matter. And we've done lots of different variety, I think. But I'm just the type, I love to just sit and read and relax for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And then I need some things to see.
You need something
I need culture.
To do.
I need museums. So I'm going to lean on picking beaches that have that
right
around
that are less beach only towns.
Yeah.
So let's start with Charleston.
Yes.
That's a good one to start with.
Yes.
Because it is very much both beach town and
all things glorious.
All things glorious. Yes. But it's got so much culture that if you didn't spend one day at the beach even
if you
would
love
be
photography
completely satisfied. But even if
so
you only went to do the beaches,
yeah,
you would also
right.
be completely
that's
satisfied.
Right.
So Charleston is interesting because it is multiple islands.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, each of those beaches on those islands have varying personalities. Mm-hmm. Almost like when you go out to visit these wineries out in Napa or some of the distilleries.
While there's similarities,
like,
there
it draws,
is different.
Yeah, it draws a certain age group sometimes or, you know, economic status, even. Mm-hmm. I'll talk about that for sure here in a minute.
Well, in the, you know, long, long time ago, if you were the wealthy families, even in the Northeast, you usually had a home in Charleston.
Yeah.
That was just
the
place in the South that was kind of a hub and a port and all that. But anyway.
So Charleston is interesting from here in Nashville because we now have direct flights. So even getting to Charleston is much more
easy.
Achievable. I used to make the drive because I had two friends that the summer after 2003, we all had one more semester of college, and because we didn't finish on time, and they moved there with hopes to put some roots down. So they just got summer jobs. So I went to visit them. So it's very nostalgic for me just because I've been going since 2003.
Yeah.
So I used to make the drive, and it was a drive. It was like 9 hours from Nashville. So when they opened that direct flight up,
yeah,
I was all about it. And I even looked it up in June. You could get a round trip flight for $320.
Okay.
That's for a summer flight round trip. I feel like that was pretty fair. That's the nonstop. So I would nominate Folly Beach, which is just south of Charleston. And should I talk about each one?
Yeah, let's just chat about all those.
Okay. There's so
I haven't been to all of them, but I've been to some.
Yeah. So Folly is,
I think the name says a lot.
It's Folly,
doesn't it? It's just loosey, fun and silly, and
surfers, a lot of surfers,
college students.
In fact, the surf bar out at Folly Beach is one of the best dive bars I've come across. I've even seen it appear in Southern Living now. Love it's on the radar now, but back then it wasn't. Yeah, I just feel like it's no matter what age, because you see, you know, guys in their 30s, 40s, 50s out there surfing. Like, it has a young people vibe, but it's not necessarily just college kids. So, anyway, I would say Folly Beach has to be on there. The Lost Dog Cafe is a breakfast and lunch spot out there. So great. Just very, you know, a lot of organic choices.
Okay.
But, just a great beach hang for an awesome cup of coffee. And, again, laid back, grab lunch at Burt's Market, you know, go out to the beach all day. They have really awkward parking lots, but I feel like if you stick with it and you find an area you want to be in, you'll figure it out.
And there's some, like, homes to rent as well.
Yes.
Like, not just
good beach houses.
Yeah, screen porch kind of.
With all kinds of personality.
Yeah.
Not just high-rise condos. In fact, there's no high-rise condos out there. There's one hotel. But, yeah, it's mostly beachfront, too.
Yeah,
a lot of beachfront properties that you can get on Airbnb or VRBO.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love Folly.
We need to do that with Jacob.
The laid-back surfer side of things. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like you're not in Charleston because you're so far removed from all the historic charm.
But yet you're not for people like me that want to go eat at the foodie places and take pictures of the old historic architecture. And
So,
that's a great place.
I love, love, love Folly Beach. It's just south of Charleston.
And then Isle of Palms is there in the Charleston area as well. That's a great beach. Even has some places, you know, where you can, public beaches where you can park and go.
Yeah.
I would say it's a little more she than Folly.
Yeah.
It's going to probably draw a little bit older crowd. There's golfing there. How golfing will kind of bring
absolutely
a different vibe.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I don't know what else to say, but I like that area. I will say there's no alcohol allowed on the beach. Like, obviously, the restaurants have it.
Okay.
You were saying, how do they monitor that? I don't know, and I don't know how strictly they do, but that does change a vibe of a beach. So, if you're going to have college party people, they're going to Folly. They're probably not going to Isle of Palms.
Yeah.
And that can be good or bad, depending on what you're looking for.
Yeah. So then the other, I would say, two other spots. One, I don't have a ton to say about because I've only been out there when it was cold, so I didn't actually even spend any time on the beach. But Sullivan's Island is a great island and beach area. I went to the Obstinate Daughter, which is a great foodie restaurant out there. So, again, like we've said, even if you're not beaching, these are some really great areas to even find yourself. It was March, and it was really cold.
Okay.
So we didn't even go out to the beach. And then the other I would mention is Kiawa Island.
Uh-huh.
I first heard of Kiawa when HGTV was doing a dream home out there.
Okay.
They gave away one. And it's further south than Folly. So at this point, you're you're a good distance from Charleston, but you're still...
Now, it's all private, though.
In the area.
Beaches.
It is very private. It is very upscale. There's a lot
also
of...
Also golfing there.
There's a lot of closed-off areas. Parking is very limited. Like, okay. I feel like there's one parking lot.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's big on tennis,
we got
too.
Waitlisted on a parking lot. Have you ever been waitlisted on a parking lot? Because I have. So we... They literally took our name and number down, and we went to the Harris Teeter to start our grocery shopping.
That's
a good idea, too.
Yeah, get on the wait list.
Go get on the wait list if you see, and then go back to Harris Teeter and get your groceries to take out to the beach. Yeah, it's primarily, you know, golfing. I mean, it's people that own the homes out there, so they're not really wanting a lot of public beachgoers, but it's beautiful.
That's cool.
It's really beautiful. What else would you say about Charleston beaches?
That's all I was going to say on that. But, yeah, there's definitely more South Carolina I want to talk. But,
yeah.
Yeah, we're both big fans of the whole Charleston scene. So.
Absolutely, 100%. If East Coast Atlantic Ocean is on your radar, mm-hmm. I would highly recommend Charleston as one of your beach options.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Where stick else? In South Carolina. Yeah. I love Hilton Head. I still love Hilton Head. I haven't been in a while. I have a real dear friend that lives there, Becca. Shout out. Whoop, whoop. So she even gave me some restaurants now. Because, you know, things change.
They do.
So, anyway. Hilton Head. The first time I went to Hilton Head was in high school. And I loved that beach because there wasn't a lot of touristy feel to it. It's also, you know, lots of residents there.
Yep.
So they have a lot of beach volleyball. There's a place called Tiki Hut where you can do beach volleyball.
So
and we did that when I was there on that trip, and we had so much fun doing that. And you meet other people. There's a lot of kayaking on Skull Creek or Broad Creek. The Harbor Town area is real cute.
Okay.
Restaurants. Hudson's on the Docks and Up the Creek restaurant or two. And I think
that's a cute name.
So cute. And don't you just love, I mean, I remember places like this in Hilton Head, but really every beach has them. Just where you can go in your flip flops and little dress thrown over your bathing suit and eat, you know, some good seafood and, you know, just such a casual vibe. I love that feel. There is also that, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, Dafuski Island that seems to have a lot of cute shops and things like that. I've looked at them on Instagram, and it seems like there's just a lot of cute things there. That's in the same Hilton Head area. So big fan of
Hilton Head Island. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think, Hilton Head is just north of Charleston.
Actually south of Charleston, north of Savannah.
Oh, it's right in between them.
So there's Charleston, then you keep going down Beaufort, Hilton Head, then you come to Savannah. Then if you keep going down, you get into Georgia, like St. Simons, Jekyll, Cumberland Island, Amelia Island.
And is Tybee Island down there? I've heard of Tybee.
Tybee is also a Georgia, but I'm not sure where it falls. It's not on this little...
We had some people when we were mentioning that we were going to be talking about this that have some passion around Amelia, Jekyll.
Yes.
Well,
Amelia, I was just reading an article that John Grisham wrote that he fell in love with Amelia Island and has built a place there. They've been going for a while and they decided to build a place there. So,
well, that's
says a lot.
Good endorsement.
He could probably build a place wherever he wants at this point.
He sure could. Wow.
So that's getting into Florida.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
And then I'm sorry. I know it's touristy, but there's something that I still hold dear with the Myrtle Beach. I'm sorry. I know people think it's so touristy, and but I'm just endeared.
I know. Well,
With Shag,
we've been there on some really special vacations with family and friends.
Just, yes.
Yeah.
I just,
it's endearing.
It's endearing because of some of the people I've been with there, too.
And, if you're listening to this and we're not calling out your favorite beach, it may be because you have so... Well, it may be for
many reasons. We may have just not been.
Your passion may be because of the people that you go with. It may have nothing to do with the sands the restaurants. So it may just be that was where you learned how to fish as a young child.
Yes,
or, you know, who knows?
That's right. That's right. And I'm not going to, you know, gosh, there's so many beaches, again, because of where the South, so many of the Southern states touch. But I don't want to get past saying I dream of going to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. I've never been.
So I gave it honorable mention.
It is only because not easy to get to.
I haven't been, and I don't know when I'm gonna because it's so hard to get to.
Yeah.
But I would love to see those wild horses running on the beach.
Those Mustangs out there, and just there's no. It is you rent houses. I mean, it's not you know, high rises and all of that, which again adds to the just calmness and sereneness of the beach.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If anybody wants to take me to Outer Banks, I'm willing to go.
She's ready. You just have to drive her there, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's no flying right to it. So it does get a mention, but we haven't been,
so it's hard to highlight much of it, except for the fact that it sounds great. Okay, should we go 65 South?
Let's do it.
Okay.
This is some of the... Okay. We have been to a lot of beaches.
Yes.
And you can quote me as saying, as far as just the prettiness of the sand and water, it doesn't get better than the Panhandle of Florida.
No. The Gulf of Mexico Panhandle that we're about to talk about are the most gorgeous beaches.
Other than, like, the Caribbean, which it looks like the
Caribbean. Actually heard many people compare it, that
to
it looks
Caribbean.
Exactly the same. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, I've been to three Caribbean spots.
And it's pretty.
It's very similar, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's go there.
Okay. So, but first we'll just have to make the joke that there is a highway that we'll talk about here in a second called 30A, and you've seen the stickers if you've been in the South very long because there are so...
Since 1995, I have a little...
So...
Yeah.
That sticker all of a sudden became so popular, I guess around like...
Especially in the area where we live.
2005 and to present.
Something
is
like
what
that.
I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
That was also the time when hot yoga was
real big.
Becoming really popular. So
this is so funny.
I don't know why, but for the longest time, I thought 30A was like a hot yoga.
Because you would see minivans everywhere with this blue...
Yeah.
Sticker that had 30 and the
sun
O
was the O.
Right.
So I thought it was like a hot yoga. I think it makes sense.
It totally
they
does.
Both became popular about the same time. But
I
yeah,
think that is
at
so
some
funny.
Point it dawned on me that these are people that vacation down.
I think I said something about 30A and you were like, wait a minute, is that? I thought that was a hot yoga place. And I'm like, what?
It was
so hilarious.
It was the sunshine.
But let's predate 30A.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even when we started here in 30A, we're like, what about, like, we grew up going to PCB.
Panama City Beach has been alive and well for decades. Yeah.
And Destin.
That's like, where you and I both spring breaked.
Yes.
Right? That's where you would have gone.
I went to Hilton Head one time.
Okay. Daytona.
And South Padre. I've been everywhere.
That's for a different show. Okay.
Well, I didn't do Ibiza like you,
well,
my goodness.
True.
But anyway.
Panama City was definitely a place that
it's
our
the
family
beach that I thought I would have gone.
Like that,
yeah, that was the main one
yeah.
that we went to. So
that was pre-30A, but we do have a love for, like you were saying, the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
That panhandle.
Destin, Fort Walton. Yeah, those are just beautiful to me.
So I would say... One beach that I'm very curious about down there that I haven't been to, but I feel like I've been to because I've been to the others around it, is that Orange Beach, Alabama.
Yes.
People are loving Orange Beach.
Now that's
they're loving it because it's
Alabama, though.
I know.
Okay.
But
okay. Yeah.
I went 65
yeah.
South.
You're right. Okay.
And yeah, they're loving it because it's very affordable
and
to stay.
Yeah.
It's the white sand.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, you know, crystal blue waters.
Now, is it? It's a little closer to Gulf Shores, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's under.
We've been to.
It's under 7 hours to drive from Nashville to Orange Beach.
Okay.
That's enticing.
And there's some great golfing there as well. Like, some of my golfing friends love to go to Gulf Shores and Orange Beach.
Okay.
For golfing.
Okay.
One guy that I know, I swear he could play golf anywhere he wanted to. And one of his favorite places is Kiva Dunes Golf Course.
Okay.
So.
And I've heard there's lots of, like, water sports clubs stuff down there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could be active, not just, you right. know, I guess I'm saying that.
Yeah.
You've got, like,
things to do.
A family
outdoor.
Or a group that's wanting to be more active than just sit on the beach.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a lot to do there.
And I even like sometimes at the beach to find those, like, echo tours where you can go see, like, some of the pelicans and flamingos
yeah.
and stuff.
Manatee
like,
tour.
Depending on where you are,
yeah.
like, what the, yeah, those are fun.
Love Destin, Florida. That's
Destin.
That's now
yeah.
what we were originally talking about.
Yeah.
White sand like no other. I mean, it is sugar. It is, take your
it is.
Bag of sugar out of the pantry, pour it outside, and that's the sand that you'll be stepping out onto.
And there's some places down there that have dog beaches in Panama City and
mm-hmm.
different things if you have your dogs with you. Lots to do for kids
yeah.
in Panama City and Destin. You know, the
great outlet mall. In case
yes.
you've got rain, Destin has an
good to,
awesome
good to have
outlet
if you
mall.
Have children to have some things to do.
Yeah.
Putt-putt, you know, all that kind of stuff that goes along with beach.
Hermit
life.
Crabs.
Free hermit crabs. What was I going to say? What are the t-shirts? Airbrush.
Airbrush t-shirts,
I'm
tattoos,
sorry.
Piercings.
All
yeah.
those things that go with the beach. Seafood buffets.
Yeah.
I think of that with Myrtle Beach. But anyway, I digress.
Well, and I would mention one beach that I never hear anything about. So here's your free pro tip. I have found that there is an area called Carillon Beach Resort. It's labeled as Panama City address.
Okay.
But it's actually really close to Rosemary Beach. So it's right
Ooh.
Where 30A starts.
Okay.
On the, like, east side,
okay.
I guess. Carillon Beach has a resort. It is very affordable. They've got the hotel or I guess they would consider them condos. That's a high rise.
Okay.
It has two awesome pools. And surrounding that is a neighborhood of all homes that
okay.
are for rent. So if you're looking for
okay.
a larger, I haven't priced those out ever. I don't know
okay.
what those rent for. But if you're looking for like 4 to 5 people to be in a condo, that Carillon Beach is very affordable. So I've stayed
Good
there a
know.
Couple of times.
Okay.
Pools, hot tubs, walking distance to your, they've got restaurants on the property. There's like a Publix across the street you can even walk over to if you needed to. I mean, it's
Well,
it's
I think
good.
One of the things people love about 30A, Rosemary Beach, that was developed in 1995.
Yeah.
Very walkable.
So cute.
To places. You know, you can bike. Not a whole lot of need for a car once you're there.
No.
So
they've got great restaurants.
They do. They do. Yeah.
They're kind of foodie-ish.
They are.
So like, that seems almost weird to me when I'm at the beach. I just feel like you're eating seafood or turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like,
I love the fresh seafood you can get in,
you know,
coastal
like,
places.
You're eating a lot
so
of Pringles
yeah.
and seafood by night. I don't know. But yeah, Rosemary is super quaint.
Lots of shishi shops. And it, to me, I jokingly say Rosemary Beach is Franklin South. It's like even a lot of the same families go there.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's,
there's all kind. I mean, all along through there, there's Alice Beach, named for the developer's wife, all white.
It looks
very,
almost like Greece or something.
It's beautiful.
It's
I mean, even if you're just staying in one of the beaches down there,
watercolor.
It's worth it to take a drive
yeah.
and
see the
make sure you see the others.
Same thing. It's like just different vibes and the different. But Seaside's probably the oldest of those, right?
I think so. And Seaside, just for people that haven't been there or I haven't even seen pictures, is like literally picture perfect.
Yeah.
Like Truman Show.
Yeah.
Was filmed there.
Filmed there. That's right.
That's how picture perfect
Seaside
is. But fun.
Yeah.
Like great donut shops and very family friendly. I think that's what I would mostly want to convey about this area that
yeah.
we're describing. All of the Panhandle Gulf area is very family friendly.
Yeah.
Okay. The rain.
Summer downpour.
The rain has come.
Okay, what about other areas of Florida?
Okay, so I
there's,
have,
I mean, we're going to know the panhandle the best, but there's personality all around.
Yeah.
Some of which I'll skip from my list because I don't like the personality, some of it, but.
Well, I have an area that it was fun to me, but I'm almost embarrassed to admit how much fun I had because I really feel like it's more for
it's
older
people.
It's
gorgeous, though.
Do you already know what I'm going to say?
Yeah.
Captiva?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Captiva Island, Sanibel Island, yeah. And even all the way down to Naples. So, you would have hit Fort Myers by that time. That's a really pretty area, but it's also upscale. It's
sure
still,
it is.
Still in the Gulf of Mexico, so you're still seeing a lot of the pretty sand and waters. So we're talking Southwest Florida. That would be, these would be a flight.
Yeah.
From here,
sure.
From Nashville. I actually snuck into the Ritz-Carlton in Naples. I mean, it was that high end just because I wanted to see, you
see
know.
What it looked like.
But it was very protected. Every, you know, every sort of property and area was
had
very
its own private. Yeah.
Great sightseeing tours, great wildlife. I would say
known for their shelling.
They are. So Sanibel Island is
seashells.
Literally marked as or considered the best shelling spot in North America.
Okay.
According to Travel and Leisure magazine.
Okay.
So I went there. There's so many people that come just to like collect seashells that they have what's called the Sanibel Stoop. Which is just, you know, seeing people bent over
sure.
all day long.
That's cute.
Getting their shells. But, you know.
Great fishing, great paddle boarding, that kind of thing there.
Really cool and very eclectic and weird restaurant out there called the Bubble Room.
Okay.
I looked it up to make sure it's still open. It is. They say it's Christmas all year long mm-hmm. there. I mean, it's just very eclectic. Imagine, like, what you would think of just a weird aunt in her house of like portraits everywhere mm-hmm. that don't match anything. And it's just like a Mardi Gras party
okay.
in there. But if you do go, and I recommend going, get the orange crunch cake. Oh my gosh. It's a yellow cake layered with almond brown sugar. And then it's covered with this orange cream cheese icing.
Yum.
It's won awards.
All
it's
right.
so good. Bubble Room.
Orange Crunch cake?
Yeah.
Not Orange Crush.
No.
Orange Crunch.
Orange
okay.
Crunch. It's because it does kind of have like
have
a little crunch
thing.
To it. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I think Captiva, Sanibel, and Naples.
Absolutely.
You
that's
have
worth
to consider those.
Mentioning. Couple people that I know love St. George Island and Cape San Blas, which are
okay.
off, you know, similar
yep.
part. Area. Siesta Key is near Sarasota. A lot of people love Siesta Key.
Okay. I haven't been there. That sounds fun.
I haven't
fun.
Been there either. I am not a fan just of the general vibe of the whole Miami, but
no.
the Raton thing.
See, now we're getting
and
into an area
doesn't
that's,
feel like the South.
Is it questionable? Or
it's
questionable
own.
If it is the South.
Yeah. When you get
we've
that
just
low.
Lost some listeners. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It's so, just so different. It does
yeah.
seem like culturally it doesn't match up with
yeah
the
slow
upper
the southern
end of
hospitality
the state.
That we love.
Yeah.
So anything else? I mean, I think if you're talking fishing, like if you're a fisher, a lover of fishing, you got to go to the Keys. I mean, it's not feeling very southern, but that's where the best fishing is.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of got its own vibe.
Yeah.
Also best places for saltwater fishing that I looked up.
Okay.
PCB, Panama City.
Love it.
Outer Banks.
Okay.
Virginia Beach, which I've heard is pretty cool.
I could see that.
And even Southeast Louisiana and Galveston, Texas.
For fishing?
For fishing.
Okay.
Saltwater fishing.
Okay.
So there's some, I wanted to mention that for some of our people who love that. And then I just had a couple lists, if you don't mind, that
do
I wanted to read. Because if you're planning a trip. Actually, just in April, Southern Living had a list of the best beach towns. Which to me is kind of a fun list because it's not saying best beach. It's the best beach town.
It's the whole town.
And for somebody who likes more than just the beach, this was important to me. And I thought the list was very interesting.
Okay.
Number one, Hilton Head Island.
There you go.
Number two, Destin, Florida.
Okay.
Number three, Panama City, Florida.
Okay.
Number four, Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, which I don't think is far from Outer Banks.
Oh, okay.
I'm not positive of that. Number five, Orange Beach.
Oh, see.
Alabama. A lot of them we mentioned here. Number six, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Number seven, Gulf Shores, Alabama. Number eight, St. Simons Island, Georgia. Number nine, Pawleys Island, South Carolina.
Okay, I've heard of that.
And number 10, Isle of Palms, South Carolina. So how funny
we
that a lot of
a
our
lot.
List.
I think it's really funny that both Panama City
and Destin are on there. And they're number two and number three.
And but it's kind of right because they're very different.
They're very different.
From each other.
So
you
I
could
that
do
was
them both very easily on one trip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But...
And then a couple other lists that I thought, again, it kind of verified kind of some of the things that
Validate
we thought.
Come on.
Yes. The Travel Channel has the top 10 beaches in America.
Oh, okay.
So I was only going to mention the southern ones. Number two, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Okay.
Number five was Clearwater, Florida.
Okay.
Which is also beautiful.
Yeah.
I've been there. And number 10 is Cape Hatteras, which is in the Outer Banks.
Okay.
So that's the three that Travel Channel had in their top 10.
Ones. Okay.
Because, I mean, they've even got several in Hawaii and, you know.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
If you're looking at America, that's pretty dang good that we got three. And then TripAdvisor. I thought that's an interesting one to look at because people are picking.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, People's Choice Awards.
And so in their top. I don't remember if it was 15. I can't remember. But here's the ones from the South. Number one, Clearwater, Florida. Number three, Panama City.
Okay.
Number four, St. Pete, Florida.
Okay.
St. Petersburg. Number five, Pensacola, Florida. Number
also near
six,
Panama City.
That's right. Number six was Siesta Key.
Okay.
Florida. Number eight, St. Augustine.
I want to go there.
I want to go there, too. Never been. Tons of history.
Yeah.
You know, with being so old.
Yeah.
For our country.
Yeah.
So old. And number nine, Fort Lauderdale. So, that's the... TripAdvisor's top list. Those were the southern ones.
Disagree with Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to have to put a pause on that one.
I don't know who picked those, but...
Well, they didn't ask me,
so that's why I didn't get
nominated. Well, that was a good list.
Yeah.
I think we've thrown out some good accolades, and I feel like there's always... somehow new beaches popping up in popularity.
How that happens, I'm not sure.
I don't either. But I guess as new places get developed, there's new attention drawn to it. So next year we may have a very different opinion
list.
If there's something else that's popped up. Well, I think that's going to do it for today's episode.
Peaches and beaches.
Peaches and beaches. That's a wrap. We are so thankful that you joined us here. And again, we hope that you will subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And make sure if you are enjoying it to share it with a friend and give us a nice review on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, that helps very much. And go see Steel Magnolias in the theater this week.
Yeah.
Go to Fathom Events to get your tickets.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.